That's the sound of Florida State University's a cappella team, All Night Yahtzee. A cappella teams from the two universities are facing off against each other in a 64-team tournament-style competition, along with colleges from across the U.S. All Night Yahtzee has 17 members who are looking to advance from the second round. Joshua Emanuele sings with All Night Yahtzee and is the group's public relations director.
FSU and UF has a big history of competition, whether it being with football and now a cappella. So we're going against Gestalt, which is a great group from UF. And if we move on from this round, we go on to round three.
People interested can watch video performances from All Night Yahtzee and other groups and vote on the website upstagedu.com. Emanuele says the competition is a friendly one. It's a chance to put a spotlight on a cappella teams and maybe even get the art form in front of some new fans.
Technically, you're supposed to watch all the videos before you vote. And I think that's really amazing because it gives recognition and attention to not only just the popular groups, but also some more less known groups within the community. And I think it's a really great opportunity for all of us to grow.
Whichever team ultimately wins the tournament will get $11,000 in prize money, and half of that will go to a good cause. Teams were able to pick a charity of their choice.
So All Night Yahtzee chose a charity for the girls. It's a nonprofit that raises money towards Black trans people's gender-affirming procedures and also their rent. We really wanted to choose this charity because that community is one of the most unprotected communities in America.
As of Thursday afternoon, FSU's team held a narrow lead with 53% of the vote. Voting for the second round ends tonight. If the team advances to round three, All Night Yahtzee would face the winner of a matchup between the Melodors from Vanderbilt or the Prismatics from Belmont University. All Night Yahtzee also has a new album coming out in December. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.